Hi, Lisa. My name is Jordan. I'm a junior studying psychology and sociology, and this is a story of how God changed my life. Most of my life, all I've known is grief and suffering. I obviously have had lots of happy memories, but often those things were overshadowed by difficult things I've experienced. Letting myself feel happy often felt wrong, as so many bad things were happening around me. I felt the need to carry the burdens of those I loved because I wanted them to feel the happiness I often denied myself. This pattern started at the young age of 8 after I watched my mom lose a 10-year-long battle to cancer. It was such a confusing time, especially because I had little emotional support from my family. I felt the need to tough it out and be available for my little sister and my dad. Feeling the hard things felt impossible, so I never did. My dad got remarried, and for a moment, that felt like a glimmer of hope, a new start for our family. That feeling soured very quickly as I began surviving living in a broken home for 10 years and counting, watching my parents fight, and watching my dad allow his addiction to alcohol to consume him more and more. I can't tell you the number of times when I was so scared of the fighting, scared of what my dad would do next, but I pushed those feelings aside to protect my siblings. I let these feelings bottle up for so long that I eventually began to feel extremely depressed and anxious. I remember having anxiety attacks alone in my room because I felt uncomfortable and unsafe in my own home. I felt hopeless and like there was no purpose to this life. Some days I woke up and all I wanted to do was lie back down and hopefully never wake up again. And up until I began to struggle with mental illness, I was indifferent about what I thought about God. I grew up going to church on Sundays, but never talked about the Bible or about Jesus at home. In the midst of my mental struggles, I told myself that there's no way a good God could exist. How could he let so many bad things happen to me if he actually loved me? Why would he leave me feeling so lost and unknown? I began to tell others that I didn't believe that God existed because of the way it felt like he had abandoned me. I started counseling not long after this, and I was able to feel a little less angry at the world than at God. In high school, we still went to church on Sundays, but I was still pretty indifferent about my thoughts on God. In all honesty, I didn't pay much attention during services and didn't ever care to. I never had a good grasp on what the gospel was or really anything about who God is. A relationship with God felt like something I never needed. When I first got to OU, the first thing I searched for was a fresh start. I felt relieved to be out of my house, but also very guilty at the same time for leaving my siblings behind. I wanted to discover who I truly was meant to be outside of the confines of my home. Despite having all this freedom, I never felt truly fulfilled. I had a friend I made who got involved with Crew when she first got to campus. She began asking me if I wanted to start going to church with her and her roommate. For weeks, I said no, but eventually one day I said yes and continued to want to go. I don't know what it was about this church, but it felt different. I felt excited to go because it made me feel something I couldn't quite explain yet. Then this same friend and another upperclassman friend I made started asking me to go to First Year Getaway. I said yes, and after being around so many people who truly loved the Lord, I was intimidated and wasn't quite ready to commit to Crew. I didn't even know if I believed in God, but these people knew so much about him and wanted to live for him, and that honestly scared me because it felt like something I would never do. Spring semester rolled around, and after a whole lot of convincing, my friend got me to go to Winter Retreat. I was super nervous and not really looking forward to it that much, but God used that weekend to change my life. I learned so much that weekend that I'll take with me for a long time. For the first time ever, I saw that there was something to hope for, that the way that I had been living was not fulfilling and I needed something more. I began to read my Bible and go to community group. My sophomore year, I was all in. I went to church every Sunday, read my Bible as often as I could, and came to every Crew event. Each day, I saw the Lord change things about me for the better. I can't even recognize the girl I was when I first stepped onto campus. I've done things through the power of the Holy Spirit that I never thought I would be able to do. Last year, at Winter Conference, I surrendered my life to Christ. This past summer, I spent 5 weeks sharing the gospel with Estonians and telling them about how Jesus saved my life. By God's grace, my life has immensely changed. God was pursuing me long before I ever wanted to pursue him. He sent signs and people my way as the push I needed to seek him. I find great comfort in knowing that even as I was forsaking God, he never stopped writing my redemption story. Now, all I want to do is share him with every person I can. I've never experienced anything as good or as fulfilling as the grace of God. I want everyone to know that they can also experience the great joy of the Lord. God delights in me even though I'm imperfect. Jesus has wiped my slate clean with the power of his blood. Why wouldn't I be compelled to share this great news with anyone and everyone? Life is still not easy. I still struggle every day to know that I am deserving of love and kindness from my friends and from the Lord. But even as my heart continues to be broken by the people in my life, God has never left me to deal with that on my own. I know that God would never place me into a difficult situation without being near to walk alongside me through it. Psalm 34, 18 through 19 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." If you take nothing else from what I've shared, please hear this. Even though you may feel like God is far from you when you are suffering, in reality, he is near and ready to carry your burden. If you would like to chat about anything I've shared after 180, I would love to talk to you. I'll be over at the resource table after 180. Shameless plug. But again, my name is Jordan Appelhond, and this is my 180 story.